testimony hope be inspired.
No, it's from glory to glory. When you give the Lord a shout, let me know you yesterday. Say, I will never have a better yesterday. I will never have a better yesterday. Let your amen confound the gates of hell.
Open your Bibles to the book of John. Amen. We're in the book of John, chapter 11. Amen. Ooh. John chapter 11. I guess my assignment in this service is a very brief one. Before we read the scripture, I'm going to ask you for 2 minutes to pray yourself into something very important. Raise your right hand. Declare, say, no power will make my yesterday look better than today. Say, powers that cover, that circumvent, that short circuit glory of man. Hear me right now. I am not your candidate. Wherever you are operating from, say right now, break off by fire, break off by fire, break off by fire, break off, break off, break off. Open your mouth in 2 minutes. Pray yourself out. Kabala kotoka. Eshekete. Lekotoko soya. Ishapata. Ele kotobaza. Ila kotokotoya. Esheborodo. Lakutabaza. Irakato. Leketebede. Eshepedo. Lekotosia. Abalakada. Asakoto. Leketea. Esheke. Take off every garment of yesterday. There is a glory garment. There is a glory garment coming upon you for your career, for your business, for your ministry. Rakotokoto, reketekete, lekarabasha. Garment of disappointment, tear them from your life. Garment of smallness, tear them from your life. Garment of stagnation, tear them from your life. Garment of delay, kepatata, rekotoka, eshepete, rekoda, lekota, ebezeke, lekorabasha. Ay, 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 rakotose, ipatada, eshekada, ameya balaka, rokotokoto, shata, lekete, rebele, eshebere, arakoto, isakata, abalada, ashabadi, irakoto, elekete, esebere. Let your believer don't die aloud. Amen. We read the book of John, chapter 11, verse 40. John chapter 11 verse 40, and we'll read from verse 40 to verse 46. Okay, for clarity's sake, let's begin from verse 39. Can we read together, church? One to go. Jesus said, take away the stone. The sister of him that was dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with it. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them things Jesus. Our Father, we ask, O God, that you make our matter a glory matter. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And people of God, as you take your seat, would you declare, say, from glory to glory. People of God, notice that from this, it simply tries to portray and convince us that our journey is not necessarily a human calendar directed journey. It's not a journey, Bado Sikalaba, that is a journey that is moving according to the Gregorian calendar, but the Bible calls it from glory to glory, which means if glory is not involved, your journey is not complete. Now, if it is stagnated and fixated and stuck on one level of glory, you are on a wrong journey. Now, if it is not about the overwhelming weight of God on your situation, then you are also on a wrong journey. And now, people of God, I'll permit my just leaving the foundation and going straight to the heart of the matter. The Bible says in the scripture, this is how Lazarus came back to life. Remember that when they had sent a message to Jesus, and Jesus said to them, Lazarus is not dead. The sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. And then when Jesus arrives at the matter's house, and then they all came out. That was matter first that came out and said, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. Jesus said, don't worry, your brother is going to live. And matter went back and forth with belief. And then Mary came again, and Mary went also that path and said, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. And then that went back and that went forth. But people of God, Jesus was ready to do something very amazing. And then he asked them, take away. Somebody help me raise your right hand. Say, the glory of the Lord is manifesting in my life in another dimension from this second, from this minute. Can your amen thunder like you believe it? And Jesus was going to tell Martha, the time has come. Something is about to change. Glory is about to change dimensions. And he said, listen, we have to do the first things first. And then he says, please take away the stone. Take away the stone. Martha came back and said, you have started. He says, sir, by this time, he is stinking. And Jesus replied, that was where we started reading from. He said, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. There's a lot of wood. Can you show me the scripture in TPT? If it is possible for you to show me. Jesus looked at her and said, didn't I tell you that if you believe in me, you will see God unveil his power. Can you show me the scripture in Message translation? Jesus looked at her in the eye. Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you will see the glory of God? S-E-B-C-C-C. So that's it's Bishop. Jesus said to her, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you will see the glory of God? So Jesus was simply trying to say in few steps, in few words, in not a complicated manner. He said, Mary, Martha rather, let me teach you steps to seeing his glory. That was what Jesus was just simply trying to say here. And so we're going to learn. And Jesus said, didn't I tell you that you will see the glory of God? So if you are objecting to the stone I asked them to remove, you are objecting to seeing my glory. In other words, matter, if you do nothing about this stone, you do nothing about seeing the fullness of my glory. Did I make sense? So matter, as you are busy trying to say, let the stone stay, let the stone stay, let the stone stay, you are saying, let the glory not be seen, let the glory not be seen, let the glory not be seen, let the glory not be seen. Do you know the stone is a signature, is a validation that a death has occurred? Removing the stone is you trying to say something can still live. Somebody help me and say, where is the stone? People of God, the devil doesn't not just stop in killing, in burying. He makes sure that he covers, so that when you feel, see the covering, you look at it and say, there's no more hope. Somebody help me say, who covered it with a stone? I'm not talking to everybody, but I'm talking to people who know that, Pastor, I am going to see the glory of the Lord. I'm going to get you in the place of prayer for 1 minute before I go to any, because we want to see the glory, because but the stone has to go away. Can I beg of you to stand on your feet and raise your right hand wherever you are and thunder with a loud voice like you mean it? Say right now, any stone, or we better say it better, say any covering stopping the manifestation of the glory of God upon my life, upon my career, upon my ministry. Say, have you not heard? You will not stay beyond now. You cannot stay beyond now. Say, any covering, every covering, right now. I tear you. Open your mouth. Tear that covering. Rakotokoda. Eshebedede. Lakodibasa. Rakatakata. Reketebele. Eshebedeko. Rakatobase. Lakatana. Eshepotoko. Reketekete. Lebedekoto. Eshapata. Rekodoboso. Elebede. Erakoda. Azata. Alakada. Elebedeko. Esatoda. Rakoto. Eshibada. Arakada. Lekoto. Isabada. Somebody tear it. Tear it. Tear it. Tear it. Tear it. Shapataka. Lekoteke. Lekerebe. Esebedeko. Asakoto. Isabada. Amayabala. Arakoto. Sapata. In the name of Jesus. As your amen will thunder, I decree every covering is torn right now. Whatever be the name and the identity of the covering, as your amen will thunder, I announce they are torn by fire. 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 Take a seat for 1 second. Let me quickly also so let you know into what I'm saying in a heartbeat. Please, Pastor Bethel, come. Shadaba, can I borrow? Can I get a shawl from anyone? Can I get a shawl? Thank you. Thank you very much. So please come, Pastor Bethel. I'm gonna refundle you a little bit. So you're just going to lie down. Amen. Amen. And life is over. So pretend like you're dead. Cover him for me. Pretend like you're dead. Somebody help me say the covering, covering must leave. Jesus speaks over Lazarus. Right? So, for 1 second, we're assuming that this is a stone. A stone on Lazarus. The stone that was used to cover him. And Jesus, we know that Jesus could raise Lazarus. This is where you are. A lot of us are in this place, and I'm going to explain. Let me quickly do that. And he speaks to Lazarus and commands Lazarus with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Something happens in the grave, and Lazarus wakes up. But Lazarus cannot come, even though Lazarus is awake. So the problem is not that Lazarus is not alive. The problem is that Lazarus is contending with a stone. And Jesus knew, I'm about to give a word that will cause this man to come forth. Before he comes, take away the stone. So the challenge is, there are many things the word of God has activated. But there is a stone that you yourself, God knows you cannot wake up Lazarus. So he gives you a word to wake up Lazarus. But God knows you can use your mouth to push away this stone. You cannot be blaming God for what he has given you the power to remove. Lazarus is God dependent. Stone is you dependent. Am I communicating? And so sometimes you're removing the stone might just be personal things you need to do as far as adjustment in your behavior, adjustment in your thinking, renewing your mind, doing something so that Lazarus. But then again, at other times, it might just mean that Apostle Paul says, listen, when great people in the scriptures talk, listen. Apostle Paul said, a great door has been opened. Apostle Paul says a great door has been opened, but there are many advantages. He did not stop there. He goes to another scripture. He said, I tried many times to come to you. He said, but Satan hindered us. Which means the problem is not the word. The problem is there are stones that are satanic structures. There are stones that are policies. There are stones that are human. Somebody help me shout again. Say, where is that stone? You have no idea that the problem is not that the word. How about, but Lord, I'm waiting for you to act. The Lord said, I've acted since, but I'm waiting for you to shift that stone that is on top of the sepulchre. Somebody help me shout. Say any stone on top of my sepulchre. Say, have you not heard? My Lazarus is alive. Say, my Lazarus is alive. Say, oh, you stone, fire. Let me hear you scream, fire.
Take your seat. Shabadabana Korosia. Nebaraba. And one of the testimonies, one young girl who saw me, shared with me yesterday in Port Harcourt. And then he walked where I was with Pastor Godman. And he said, Pastor Jerry, I have a testimony. And this video has been a blessing. Okay, and we just go, oh God, thank you. Oh, it's been a blessing. And Lord, I say, Pastor, you have no idea. There was this man, after God gave me a word and saying that I'll be promoted, I went for the interview. And then one day, I was with this man on an elevator. I met the man in an elevator, and the man said to me, you are the one that applied for that position. No matter what you do, you will not get it. And she appeared on NSPP, the fire altar. And she said that day, there was no prayer. That all she kept calling from the beginning, any prayer point that was given, that she would turn it to that man. Anyone that anyhow he comes, he will turn the prayer to them. Anyhow that she had a way of rephrasing every prayer point and making sure his name enters into it. You have gotten a word, but they put a stone. By the next day, she said to me, Pastor, how everything happened so fast. By the next day, they showed up at work, and she opened her intranet. She opened her intranet, and then she saw an email that so and so man has been sacked. Can I pray for 50% under the sound of my voice? Human being, policy or structure that has supposed to be a stone to the rising of your Lazarus, as your amen will thunder, is either they change tonight, or the Lord rolls them away by fire. I don't know why I'm led to this, to declare this. In the next 60 minutes, whatever that has posed as a stone, whatever that has posed as a stone, the lekoto, ishakata, ereketeke, elebedekata, sikotona, ashadeya, arakoni, isabara, alakoto, esemede, as your amen were done, they are rolled down by fire. Lazarus, thunder it again. Say, I must see my Lazarus. Take yourself for 1 second. Your neighbor may not understand, because he said, you will see his glory. Rabbi said, Meh, Rabbi, Mata, did I not tell you?
the reason why I'm asking to roll away the stone. You don't understand. It's because I want you to see my glory. Because paradoxo, mine is to wake up this guy, yours is to roll away the stone. What else has the Lord woken up that is under a stone? What else has woken up in your life but they are under a stone? What else is a potential in you that is under a stone? What else has the Lord stirred up but is under a stone of your mindset? What else has the Lord stirred up? Whatever that has the mold of a stone, I command you, get out by fire. Take your seat for 1 second. And then, matter, Keribala Baraba, Abaroshia, matter, the sister of him that was there, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. Matter said, Excuse me, sir. Don't forget this service is from glory to glory. Matter said, excuse me, sir. Have you considered the time factor? By this time, how many days? By this time, sir, it's a time matter. Oh, it's a time by reason of the time. By reason, somebody help me. You need to scream it to your neighbor. Scream it until it hits your neighbor's consciousness. Somebody shall say, not by time. Some of you have no idea what is about to hit you in another 48 hours. The glory that swallows time. The glory that swallows time. The glory that swallows time. Here, take it. A shabada. A leked. A sebede. La kodeshi. Ishabada. A sandada. A ladada. A second. Somebody told that not by time. 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 Pastor, excuse me, sir. They say it will take 3 months. I don't know who I came with. I don't know whose word that I came with. Pastor, the way I'm looking at it, it looks like there's nothing in the horizon. Pastor, the way I'm looking at things, it looks like it will take a while. Ashapata, matter, not by time. Pastor, the last one took me 1 year and yet nothing came out of it. Matter, not by time. Shakuteke, Helekotosia, Karaba, just in case. Time is a reason. The Bible says he changes times and sees it. He calabara, he adjusts them. Habalakada, Esotokada, even time and season are his messengers. Let it throw your head back. Let me hear you screaming again. Say, not by time. And he says, matter said, Karabala Baba Baba sa. By this time, he stinketh. He had been dead 4 days. Time. Shabadaha. What was Jesus' response? Verse 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the matter. Whenever there's a time problem, look for the glory of God answer. When time presents itself, seek his glory. That was what Jesus was saying. He said, stop telling me time. Stop telling me time. Not when the glory is available. Stop telling me what time has stolen. Glory can restore. Don't tell me, sir, by reason of time, everything is all messed up. Because they don't tell me that. Because the glory has shattered. Oh God,
what priceless gift we have in your glory. And Jesus says to Martha again, when it is a glory journey, don't quote time. When it is a glory journey, some of you make calculations with time. By so-so and so time, I think we would have stabilized. By so-so and so time. And God is saying, okay, that means my glory is not part of it. But there are men and women who are here and say, Pastor, I'd rather stay on the path of glory. I rather take the journey of glory. I rather align in the place of glory. I may have seen a negativity before I came here, but they say it will take time. Can I announce to someone, by exactly 6 p.m. today, you will hear another news that it has been rolled away. Somebody shall say, not by time. Not by time. Not by time. The next verse. Then they took away the stone from the place of the dead was laid, where the dead was laid. People of God, mind you, Martha had a problem. Martha was not doubting his capacity to raise the dead. Martha was only concerned about what was going to smell. You can imagine what was Martha's problem. He will be smelling, no? So let's not make the air uncomfortable for people, no? Because people are here to bury. Says that he will begin to smell. I am very cautious as I read 41 to find where Martha's word is. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. We never heard that Lazarus was smelling. There are things happening, you think they have gotten really bad. I came to tell you, they are not as bad as you are imagining. Lazarus might be dead, but he cannot decay. Because even before he died, there was already a word that this sickness is not unto death, but is for the glory of God. So you say, Lazarus, how can he decay? There was a glory plan. Somebody shout glory. They removed it. Remove the stone. We never heard. And Lazarus was smelling. And everybody ran. Nobody. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, thank you. I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Let me not walk this. Jesus said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Mark that the statement is in past tense. In other words, Lord, we have talked. We have had a conversation before. He said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Show me men that know how to have private conversations. What the host of heavens, these are men that talk like this. I thank thee that thou hast heard me. He says, my prayer did not begin with Mary or Martha telling me he has been dead and he has been dead. You and I have had a conversation about this matter. I thank thee that thou hast heard me. The next verse, if you don't mind. And I knew that thou hearest me always. Because it's a glory matter. Now, this is what Jesus said. He said, but because of the people we stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Glory is the shakara part of God. This might offend your religion, but please let me say it exactly the way it's mine. Glory is the notice me part of God. That part God will say, you mean they don't know that I'm powerful? I must be noticed. Glory is that part of God where he's in a hurry to show off. God looks left, look right, and say, how can I just show off? How can I let Umuahia know that I am still around? How can I let everybody in your neighborhood know that I am the God of all flesh. Because I know if I do it, you will tell them it's me that did it. So let me do it. So that they will know. Some people I will do it for, they will say it's their wisdom. But I know you. That if I do it for you, you don't even mind coming on the main road to lie down. You don't even mind rolling on the floor. You will not be too psychedelic for your praise. The next verse. When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice. I said it some time ago. There are situations you speak out. There are other ones you cry out. There are people you cry back to life. You shout them back to. There are situations you shout back to normalcy. Jesus knew. He wasn't shouting because he wasn't God. But Jesus knew that there was something he was contending with. He was contending with the spirit of death. It was the spirit of death. So that shout was not Jesus showing ginger. Some of you, the reason why you're praying the way you are praying is that you don't know what you're contending with. The reason why your prayer is that, Lord, I want to let you know that I want to give you, let the situation pass by. Lord, I want to let you know that I don't like what's going on. I don't like what's going on. The devil will tell you, I don't like it too. But you got to carry it for the time being, huh? There are ways you pray, even the devil will know. One woman told me, say, Pastor, one day my son who has autism, he said, Pastor, after praying that morning, I went back again to the room. I prayed and prayed and prayed. He said, Pastor, do you know that prayer? When you finish praying, let me demonstrate the way she said. He said, you pray, and then you now start praying like this. You now start praying like that. People of God, let me tell you, if the devil finds you in your room, you pray, you now stand up and start praying and start doing like the devil will just